Sometimes we say things we don't mean, but we are still family. That is Zach Gill from ALO. And of course, he's Jack Johnson's piano and keyboard player as well. A timely and appropriate song for us as we are going to shine our local voices spotlight on a brand new business, really, in the community. I've got a couple of powerhouse women joining me here in the studio, a pair of Ashleys, although one goes by Ashley Nicole. And they are really looking to change the world through their law practice. So we're going to help you get to know a little bit more about them and their practice and what makes them different. But first, let me give these ladies a warm Igloo welcome.
Hi. Thanks so much for having us.
It is our pleasure. Very happy to have you. We do feel the privilege of getting to shine our light on local businesses and folks in the community. And the more I've been reading up on you two ladies, I'm thinking, what a breath of fresh air to blow into Wilmington. Although you're not all necessarily new to Wilmington, but I know this practice is new. So who wants to take the lead to start and give a little bit of an introduction to yourselves and really kind of how you got started? We'll back up at first. Like, what led you into law and particularly this kind of law?
Absolutely. So I'm Ashley Nicole Russell, and the firm is Michael and Russell. We're on Oleander Drive and 2 months old, our firm is. Though Ashley Michael, my colleague that's sitting right here beside me, she's been here for a long time practicing.
Right.
I actually live in Beaufort and Greenville and have law firms there. But we wanted to bring this collaborative and adoption law firm to Wilmington. And, you know, why that is happening is very related to how I got started, which is my parents had a pretty disastrous divorce. And like a lot of people, you know, obviously, a lot of people in America have been affected by that. And whenever I went to law school and when I was an undergrad, I was a mediator for district court. So I was in alternative dispute resolution. And I started to figure out that negotiated settlements are a lot better for people than court. And so when I found that, I left chemistry and biology and my pre-med program and started pre-law and went to political science and criminal justice. And I absolutely loved it. Loved that I felt like I was making a difference for people who were like me, who had childhood situations like me. And then when I went to law school, I went to a school that had a dispute resolution institute so that I could get a certification in that in addition to my Juris Doctor and really be able to start collaborative, which was, you know, only incorporated in our general statutes in 2003. So I worked for the founder of that in our state. And then directly out of law school, as soon as I passed the bar, started my own law firm a decade ago, and that was the first one of many to come, and my mission was to spread collaborative. Now my mission is to change divorce in America, but it's grown a little bit. But It has been an amazing journey, and I'm so pumped that Wilmington now has these options to be able to settle outside of court and at least to know and be able to make informed decisions.
And let's take a minute for the folks out there to really define collaborative law, because that is a nice sounding word, but like, what does that really mean and how is that really different for folks that are used to the old way?
Sure. So the old way first is litigation. A lot of times people think, whether it's parents or spouses, they think that, oh my goodness, we're separating, we're divorcing, I have to go to court, or I'm going to lose all my assets, or I'm going to lose custody of my children. And if you go to court, then a judge is going to control everything. They're going to control the outcome. And a lot of times attorneys, or what I hear in my 16 years, is that attorneys, and I hate to say this about some of my colleagues or people in the state, that clients feel that they weren't informed, they weren't educated. But really what happens is in court, you lose control of the process, right? Because we're not the triers of fact, but these parents, these spouses, they have things happen to them because you walk out of court and you have a court order and you follow that court order. That is it.
Right.
That is the end all be all. So what collaborative is not court. It is everything but. It is making decisions with the other person at the table with everyone having their own attorney. So you still have attorney-client privilege. You still have time apart from the table. And the table is the four of you together, attorney-client, and you are in settlement negotiations. You are solving the problems together, whether that's financial or related to children, and you are forming a contract, and that contract is legally based. It's enforced in our courts if there's problems with it. It helps you divide your retirement. And what is happening is you're controlling the cost, you're deciding the time, you're deciding what records you're going to share, and any experts you need to help you figure out these things that the attorneys are helping. It's all together. Doesn't mean we're burning a candle and singing kumbaya, but we are controlling the outcome, the cost. We're all getting educated together, and we are settling the case. And we're doing so in a manner that's respectful. It has dignity. And you're also modeling that to others, your children, your other family members. With that ownership, you are building that contract, that settlement with a lot of breadth. And it lasts longer. It lives longer. It is better. It is healthier.
Right. I mean, raise your hand out there, everybody. Either you've been through divorce yourself, your parents did, you know somebody. I mean, we all have seen it. I mean, this is obviously no secret how it can go and how ugly it can get. And that has real long-term consequences that pervades through our entire cultural system.
100%.
Right?
So the culture of divorce in America, unfortunately, has become very toxic. But positive spin is that the pendulum is coming back down. So we are a part of a huge push all over the country. And it is really changing. People are, you know, I've published a lot of statistics around it. There are so many different research models. We know what has happened to children out of litigation.
Right.
We know what has happened to parents out of litigation. We know how much it costs. We know the emotional toll, and we know how much time it takes. And when you're going into it, you kind of need to be informed if you're saying, yes, I'm signing up for the next 5 to 10 years of my life, half my bank accounts, and my children are going to be affected forever. Like, you should just at least have some sort of warning label.
Right, right.
So we're helping to provide that information. At the end of the day, you still get to make a decision as to what your process option is. But the process chosen is the biggest effect on how everybody's going to survive this. And it has an effect. It saves money, it saves time, and it saves emotion if you stay out of court.
Right.
And even the court wants you to stay out of court. You know, the judges
Absolutely.
Give this long sermon before they even get started on a trial about how much better it would be if you settle. You know more about your life. You know more about your children than I'm ever going to be able to learn in 3 hours.
Right.
And so, you know, it's just, we are so pumped that you're having us here so that everybody listening can hear our voices.
Yes.
And you know somebody, or you're in it, or your mom, a brother, sister's in it, and we want you to be able to just remember to at least do a consult and know what all the options are before you make that decision.
Amen to that. And we will continue. We're going to take a brief little musical interlude, and we will get a little bit more, because it's not just that. There's also adoption law that you ladies do. So we'll just let everybody catch their breath for a second. We'll hand it over to Sly and the Family Stone. It's Family Affair here on The Penguin. Sly and the Family Stone. It's a family affair, no doubt about it. I've got a couple of Ashleys. One is an Ashley Nicole joining me here in the studio. It is Michael and Russell Collaborative Family Law Practice that has just recently opened on Oleander. These ladies have been in the game for quite some time, coming to change the world and change the whole culture and entire mental concepts about how divorce has to go. There is also adoption law. We'll touch on that again. But just to quickly recap for folks maybe that didn't hear all of that first segment, we will have this interview posted. All the raw audio will be at portcitydaily.com, as all of our interviews live there. But just to quickly kind of recap collaborative law in a nutshell for folks out there, because it really is, for a lot of folks, there's an education and learning about this whole new option.
Yes.
That is a whole new way to handle separating.
Absolutely.
What is it? Conscious uncoupling?
Yes.
As Gwyneth Paltrow called it.
Look at you. Yes.
Conscious uncoupling.
I actually was in a business with her, Fair App, with Gwyneth Paltrow. She actually supported that because of her conscious uncoupling. And
right.
So we were both owners of this Fair App business. So that's very on point. But yes.
Yeah.
Divorce culture in America is, you know, it's a very interesting thing. Historically, it's been a war zone. And most people believe, you know, if I'm going to get divorced, I'm going to have to go through a war.
And it's going to have to be
and
that way.
And it just has to be that way. And it does not have to be that way. That is what we are here to get across. That is our main message. It does not have to be a war. You can make conscious decisions for yourself. And you can settle your case and you can protect your children in that process and yourself. So I have a podcast called Divorce Healthy, and that's really what we're talking about, is how to do this in a healthy way. And that is possible through collaborative. So collaborative, in a nutshell, is staying out of court. You're both still represented by attorneys. You sit in a conference room or you Zoom. We were actually doing Zoom way before the pandemic happened, so we were ready for it whenever that started. But you can still do those virtually. But what you're doing is you're staying out of court and you're taking control over your decisions. So you're able to save time, money, and emotion by settling in a conference room. It's generally two-hour sessions. And then you have what's called a separation agreement and property settlement. That's a binding contract. And the whole process is done outside of court. So that's built to insulate children from the adversarial effects of the litigation system.
And so I'm sure some of the older school attorneys out there that would be like, well, are you shooting yourselves in the foot as attorneys by making people get along better and handle things smoothly and more quickly, because these long drawn out divorces earn the attorneys a lot of money? What's your response to that?
Absolutely. It's not about us. Sleep great at night.
Right. It's not about us. Our business model is not about us. It's about educating the consumer, the clients, the families as to the varying legal process. And they need to pick what's right for them, right?
Right.
Not us. And so the education, the empowering, the problem solving, the decision making, and the cost. So that's a consultation.
Right.
And then whatever they pick, because they're the ones in the driver's seat, then we get them there. So if they choose court, yes, court is longer, it's protracted, it's adversarial, it costs more. There's a lot of steps.
And that's money that could be going to your child's education,
right,
or
keeping
food
their,
on the table or whatever.
Their retirement funds.
Right.
Building.
Right.
Not going in our pocket. And we tell them that, right?
Right.
So again, it's just being informed.
And I got to say, we were talking off air, I realized there's another Ashley that I know, one of my best friend that actually is in financial wealth management and financial advisor. And you guys bring in folks like that. In fact, you know her.
Yes.
Y'all are the Ashley Trio.
Yes.
Power Trio. But so you bring in people like that to help people, especially, for example, more commonly, women who haven't dealt with the finances, find their way.
That's right.
Right?
Right. Resources. And so when we're building that separation agreement in the collaborative divorce model, it is multidimensional. So it can be interdisciplinary or multidisciplinary. It is all encompassing into what that family, what that couple, what those parents need. Sometimes it's therapists
right,
for the children that we're seeing that there's some fallout. And so those parties need that to help them make decisions. And they're not battling with two appraisals, for example,
right,
or two business valuations. And then we're spending two rounds of $5,000 to $7,000 with these business valuations. We're picking one, choosing one, and then we're not also going to waste more time and energy and money, et cetera, because we're agreeing on who that provider is going to be, how much it's going to be. We're splitting the cost or figuring out what the percentage of the cost is. So again, you can see this is not rocket science. This is smart lawyering.
Right. And again, like you both said, you said, it's not about us. And you said, we can sleep at night.
Yes. Oh, I mean, it's really been a beautiful journey because, you know, this is really my passion from my own childhood and trying to make this better for all the other children who are going to go through this tomorrow or the next day, that they're not going to have years of therapy, which I have had to kind of get over a lot of that stuff and be able to have functioning relationships now. So I wrote a book called The Cure for Divorce Culture, and it's really about how did we get here? There's a historical, very pointed line of exactly how this evolved. A part of that is the fact that it started taking so long, attorneys did make a lot of money off of it. And then amping up animosity between two people is going to create a longer divorce. It's going to create more money. So we're not in it for that. We're in it for the quality product that we're providing, specifically because we know we're changing lives and we're changing this industry. And the industry is changing nationally. So we're, you know, doing this here in Wilmington, throughout the state, across the country. This is changing everywhere because we know what's happened to children who are adult children of divorce now. We know that the marriage rate is the lowest of all of recorded history here in this country. We know what's happened with suicide, substance abuse, alcohol abuse, and what has happened to these kids and to the clients. And so if we can start to make that a more healthy process to where they are, this is the first step in their next part of their life. So if you're going to go through a divorce and go through all of that, to be happier. That would be the decision, right? So why else would you be getting a divorce if it's not to try to make it better on the other side or be happier? Why would you insert yourself into a war and put yourself into the most conflict you've ever experienced to try to make it better on the other side, or to try to make your kids healthier on the other side? You know, those two things don't go together. So this truly is common sense. It is less time, it's less money, it's less emotional effect. It's just getting this message out there. So thank you so much for having us, because the awareness is the big push.
Right.
We actually have a bill on the House floor that is for shared parenting, automatic shared parenting. So that's another piece of it. But we're doing the good work, and when you do good work, you get a lot of reward. And so this is an incredibly rewarding career. I don't know a lot of divorce attorneys who can say that.
Amen.
And so I feel, you know, amazing about that. We sleep well at night. We help these families. We help the children. And it feels good to make a difference, especially, you know, whenever I know exactly what that looks like. And to change that life, it makes my childhood worth it.
Amen. Right there with you, sister. That is Ashley Nicole from Michael and Russell. That's Ashley Nicole Russell. We have also Ashley Michael. They are Michael and Russell. They have just recently opened on Oleander. Of course, you can find them online. Website will be live soon.
Yes.
They're on Facebook. It's michaelandrussell.com. Michael A-N-D. Or,
yep.
Okay. Michael and Russell. And just a quick note, we do want to mention for everybody out there, this is not the only thing you do. You do adoption law, same-sex marriage, and some other things like that as well, right?
Yep. We are the only adoption firm east of Raleigh. So I'm an adoption specialist. There are only 9 of us in the state. So I've been practicing for 16 years. I'm a board-certified specialist in family law as well. So adoption's a refreshing part of the practice. Get to see and hear and help clients create their families as they would like them to be. So also artificial reproductive technology, that's your science behind creating families in a lot of different ways. Legitimation, so fathers that didn't end up on a birth certificate, a lot of errors, probably not just in our state, but you know, the right of a child to know and have that pictorial representation on a birth certificate, name changes, things like that, really interesting and fun part of a practice. I don't know that you have a lot of attorneys say we have fun, but we do.
We have a lot.
I can tell.
We do. Enjoying to be part of that journey and hear those stories. So we're at 910-255-5722. New white building that looks like a house.
I've seen the pictures online. It does. So that's already got a cozy environment already.
Not a cold law firm.
Right.
We don't want people who are already upset and scared and sad to have that sort of cold foreign environment. So when they come, we want to take away some of that emotion when they're coming into the office to see us.
Right, because it's such a scary thing in the first place. Well, you ladies truly are, I said in the beginning, you are a breath of fresh air, and we welcome this practice to Wilmington and all the good vibes coming with it. It's just making the world truly a better place. Thank you both so much. You are powerhouses.
Thank you so much for having us.
That is Michael and Russell, attorneys doing collaborative law, adoption, and much more. You can find out about online. They are on Facebook. It's Ashley Nicole Russell. It's Ashley Michael. And they are doing the good work. We will continue with more right after this here on The Penguin.